Hang it on. All right, 6:31, I'm going to call to order this committee of the whole, and we're going to talk about chickens and bees.
the birds and the bees. I knew that was coming.
You brought up last. All right. So, and I know that everybody should have gotten some emails. Tom and George, thanks for sending those. A lot of helpful information here. So, Tom, do you want to start with anything?
So, I was going to try to get your copies ahead of time, but I can email these to you guys afterwards. But just to run down, I did another social media poll just to try to get shares and try to figure out what people are saying. Send it to other people, send it to others. And so just asking simply, would you be favorable with chickens in town? I had 22 inside the city limits say yes, 5 said no. Outside of town, 7 and 2. And then for bees, it was 15 in town and 7, or sorry, yes in town and 7 no. And there was 3 and 3 outside. So just out of a small sampling of people, because obviously it's just more people that I know, but then they share it with other people and other people. That was the raw numbers. The common things, the restrictions that people were saying were fences and I think privacy fences, more specific. No roosters, limiting the numbers to a certain number, like 6, that came up to 8, and keep it clean, tidy, protected, and a lot of the stuff that the law director sent out, and then I just was looking into here with the cities, saw that was similar. And so a lot of people are more afraid of the allergies with bees, and so kids getting stung, that's what I kept hearing over and over. It still was higher with people saying, yeah, it was okay, but I think most people were just kind of indifferent. They were like, yeah, probably okay, it's not a big deal, but the people that were against it, that was a bigger concern for them. So bees will travel about 2 to 3 miles in any direction, so there could be bees right outside of town that are coming in town anyway. So to me, I just think it wouldn't really matter, except a lot of people were saying proper spacing with bees. As far as proper spacing in your house, don't have it be so close to other neighbors, make sure it's fenced in, the actual stack, so that kids aren't coming up to it or anything or getting around it and then being scared and swatting at them. So the GGLBA, the Greater Green Lake Beekeeping Association, reached out and I sent the information out. There were some things from citizens also asking maybe completing animal husbandry course before owning chickens or something else. Maybe that's part of the permit process, like, hey, after you attend this course, then that'll be okay. Having an inspector come out for the bees once a year, and there's a gentleman from St. Mary's that I know that he was extremely happy that he was able to have chickens in St. Mary's. He said it taught their kids a lot. It was a very good learning experience for them. Neighbors all loved it and stuff too. They had a great experience with having chickens. Somebody else was asking, would homeowners insurance be affected? I didn't really think about that, so that's a question that we can explore. If somebody's homeowner's insurance would be affected by that. And then the health department contacting them with illness, if there's something of that nature. So just some things to think about there. And consulting local ag people for resources. So those are some of the main points that people are bringing up to me, just thoughts and different things. I could also send them out to you, like I said. But those are the numbers that I came up with. I'm seeing personally from a lot of people that they're okay with it. I think it should be allowed, but just from them. But I think bees were a little more hesitant, people were showing about that.
I can tell you that I got a lot of the same. I had people concerned about what happens if somebody gets stung. You can't stop a bee from traveling. So there's a concern there, and obviously people are saying, well, how do they know how to raise honeybees? Well, they would have to learn, obviously. When you get into the chickens, I've talked to some folks at Cooper Farms, and they said, well, their main concern would be like the bird flu being transmitted. If you go into some of their turkey barns, you got to go through sterilization. Even your feet, you have to go through. You have to make sure to sterile from farm to farm. So inside, what happens? Bird flu can happen on the outside if something comes in. The other concerns that I have, I've had a lot of people that were excited about having chickens, so I won't take away from that. The other side is, what about the noise? What about the smell? And what are they going to do with the manure? The fairgrounds will not take the manure, so I do know that. So they'd have to have something to do with their manure. You can say, well, they'll compost it. Well, how much compost are you going to put in? So I think the odor might be something that we end up, as administration council, have to deal with down the road as well, unless we have a good plan for it. So as it is, I don't know of anybody wholesale that will take the manure. Maybe somebody will, but that will be a concern as well. They could certainly bag it up and set it out for the hogs, but I'm just telling you those are some of the concerns that's out there.
I will, I just want to say from the stuff that, I don't know if it came from Tom, George, but again, what you guys sent, Franklin County has an application for chickens, ducks, and rabbits permit.
Yes.
In other words, it's a permitting process.
Yes.
Seems to me that it would just, again, not to raise money, not to charge anything at all, just the fact that you know that people are doing it a lawful way, and
right.
That way if it becomes an issue, we know they have them already anyways. I just thought that the permitting process would be probably not frowned upon as much. Maybe it would be, maybe not, I don't know. But at least you know how many are out there. I mean, I know there's already some out there. We all know that.
Well, we know there is.
But we know that some people
they're addressed on if they call in.
Okay.
Case-by-case basis. And we know that there's some out there. But it will encourage people to put up more fencing, which very easily requires another fence permit. It's just a little bit more of an intrusion to government. But at the same time, you got to have respect for your neighbors. There's going to be some subdivisions
right.
that say no. So it doesn't matter what we say. If the
right.
subdivision... if it's got a HOA and they say no, that's it.
Yep.
We could say yes, but if the HOA says no, then they may have lawsuits internally on that. But those are things that happens. Obviously, if an HOA is dissolved or falls off, then you could do that. But
Another thought somebody had too was just limiting the first year, just see how it goes. Limiting the number of permits that can have them. Maybe 10 or something like that, do a lottery system if there's 20, something of that nature, and then trying to figure out, okay, did that go well, and then expand it the next year.
Well, if it doesn't go well.
If it doesn't, then...
That kills the chicken.
Yeah. Then we're eating well.
Oh, my.
Well, tell you're up. On that note.
Well, I don't have a strong opinion one way or another. I didn't really get a lot of feedback from anybody, but, you know, what you brought up with the noise and the smell... What restrictions do we have on, like, number of dogs and cats people can have and the noise associated with them and smells if they have so many?
We get lots of calls on barking, but do you remember what the number of dogs or cats you can have?
No, I don't remember offhand.
I can't remember offhand.
There
is a limit.
Okay.
Well, you have to register your dog, too.
Supposed to.
I hear Brooks get close to that limit now.
Yeah.
I guess, in general, that's, you know... for the most part, I feel like you let a person do what they want with their property.
I agree.
Until it infringes on their neighbors.
Right.
So, you know, just defining those things of what somebody should be allowed to do that's not going to, you know, hinder others or, you know, the noise and the smells. Nobody's going to want that. So I don't know what the right parameters are, but... seems like allowing it to a certain extent with some restrictions maybe is something we should look at. I understand the honeybee concern with the allergies. I have bees myself, but I keep them out of town just because I know probably my neighbors don't want honeybees close to them.
Right.
So. You just have community bees. I have community. I just have them. I have a person that allows me to have them on their property outside.
I think really both of these ideas are a great way that people can utilize their own property. I can't be against it from that standpoint. I do think it's incumbent upon the body to think about the repercussions. Now, everything we do has a repercussion or precedent. How are we going to handle the odors from birds? By and large, the chickens probably aren't going to be real noisy, no roosters. But what about the neighbor's dogs and the neighbor's cats that want a midnight snack? Now, am I going to increase lawsuits and legal action? I'm trying to be practical and real on it. That'll be something else, and our opossum's going to decide they have a little tasty meal. Is it going to draw some other animals into that? So then do we have to put requirements on what type of fencing they have to have? Sorry, I got to bring it
I know,
up.
But that sounds like more government. I don't
like government.
That's not our goal, I don't think.
But I don't think we want to do things to cause people to want to file against a neighbor.
Right.
So
right.
If we don't want to do it, it's great. I'm less government on that. I think people should have the right to do things with their property.
I mean, this would require us to write
an ordinance. Absolutely.
Yeah, an ordinance. And I think in the language, could we not just say something about if it becomes an ongoing nuisance because people aren't taking care of their waste, for instance, that the permit would be taken away?
That could be part of the permit. There's parameters tied
right.
to it.
Agreed.
If you're not following them, you lose your
permit. Right. And this isn't about your freedom. This is about you infringing upon your neighbors.
Absolutely.
Right.
And in all honesty, I think we've got a number of people. I've talked to several that I think would be extremely responsible and attentive, and they would take care of the animals.
Right.
I don't see that a problem. But there's always going to be somebody who thinks, oh, that'll be fun to have chickens. I got free eggs. But you got to feed and water the birds, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't produce without care. So, and you're right. I want less government, but we don't want to see abused or neglected animals either, regardless of what the animal is.
Thoughts, yeah?
So possibly, too, if we were to include a permit process like that where we say there's parameters and such, then potentially there could be, I just lost it here. potentially we could have in then an inspector that would be able to come, like based on your permit process, once a year with written notice or something, like set up a time where they could come in and inspect that you do have a coop, it's clean, it's tidy, you do have whatever the requirements are of the permit, that the permit actually would pay for that position, potentially. Somebody to come in once a year and check.
Do you think we'd have enough permits to pay for a position?
It would be probably
a very expensive permit.
If it's only 10 houses, then maybe you have a stipend or something like that. I don't know, just for somebody that's an ag educator or something like that, that's just, yeah, I'll do that for a stipend, or maybe they'll just volunteer too. I don't know. But just that they're willing once a year to have an inspector come in and just see that everything's in ordinance.
Right now, it'd probably fall under the... Would it fall in like the junk and weed ordinance kind of thing?
It'd be under engineering.
Engineering would have to go. But that'd be complaint driven, right?
Not if we're going to do an annual inspection.
Otherwise, outside of that, most of the time we're complaint driven on it.
Yeah.
I would prefer to stay complaint driven because if it's not bothering the neighbors, then why do we care?
There you go. It goes back to it's their property.
Exactly.
That's right. It'd be two plus if you have to pay for a permit.
Would you like?
I'm going to pay to do what I want on my own property? I don't like that. Who does?
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, it's not so much about the cost. It's just you're agreeing to these terms, and you realize if you don't follow the terms, you could lose that.
Yeah, be a good neighbor.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking you to do. Be a good neighbor. Not everybody likes chickens.
I'm not real keen on charging a permit just to have it, because I don't think we'd have enough people to fund anything. But there ought to be some kind of, even if it's a non-paid application, so you know where the birds are in town. Yeah. Something along those lines. Mm-hmm. I think there has to be some level of tracking, but otherwise, if you don't have any parameters on it, you may be into neighborhoods or subdivisions that their HOA doesn't allow it. And I really don't want to create...
But that's kind of their problem.
I don't disagree with that.
They'll take care of that. HOAs are self-policing.
Well, they are, and they call us every time they want us to police their HOA. I know that to be a fact. So, but I'm just saying at some level, they should be self-policing. If you're going to get an animal, you should be responsible. Whether it's a rabbit, a chicken, I think it's a great idea. I think we just want you all to think about how do you want this look. We can certainly work on some legislation for you to play with, but you got a packet there that kind of says what other communities are doing.
Yep.
This is something that we've already been dealing with over the years. I've dealt with chickens. I would tell them underneath Mayor Hazel when he was director.
Absolutely, for years.
And we had complaints of chickens, free-ranging chickens in their backyard. They had a fence stand and they had roosters. And people said, no, if we're not allowed to have them, come and get them. So then we had to go gather the chickens and find a home for them. So it does create some work for our staff. If, you know, how are you going to get rid of them? They're going to expect us to get rid of them. That's just the way it's going to be. As far as the bees go, there used to be beehives there at Westview Park in the not in the city's woods, but they kept the hives on the adjacent property.
Right, right to the west.
And we never had any issues in the park with bees. Go back a few years when I was a kid, before everybody started spreading their yards, you had honeybees everywhere in right. your yards, clover right. and your fields. And, you know,
true,
people had allergies back then, and we all survived. So I don't really think having a beehive is going to be a safety element on the public.
Other thoughts?
What would you like?
No, I don't want to remove these. I know somebody that does this, so they'd gladly take the hives.
We've had to remove hives from Eastview.
And occasionally we'll have a swarm come in and land into the parks. We've had them at Westview Park and Eastview Park.
Yes.
Where we got a beekeeper come and gather the hive and take
They'll go
hive.
Where the queen goes.
And we've done that several times over the years.
It's just been in bad locations.
Right.
Any other thoughts? What do you guys want to do with it?
Should we look this over and have another committee of the whole meeting in a month or two? Or
you want another committee of the whole? Do you want us to bring you maybe a draft of legislation to start with?
Maybe the word will get out. Maybe we'll hear from more people.
Okay.
We'll have it as a committee meeting with the draft.
I think that would be important for you to have something more. I mean, we can look at other people's things all day long, but we need something in there, and then you can change, manipulate, or wherever you want.
So in general, is everybody in favor of kind of having a permit process at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
At no cost.
At no cost.
Okay. You're agreeing to terms, okay. Probably a limited number of chickens.
I would say so.
Yeah, and no roosters. I need everybody's agreement on that, no roosters.
Anywhere from 3 to 8, but if you're going to get an egg a day, maybe it depends how big the family is, but... What do you guys think as far as the number of birds?
Toledo said 6.
Somebody told me that TSC only sells 6 at a time. Like you got to buy a minimum of 6 chicks if you're going to buy any there. So people can go in together, but I'd say 6, my thought.
That's true. We can always change the number later.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if we can play with something. We'll kind of work, and maybe in June we can meet again on that. If we could do that.
Yep.
So I think that would be at least beneficial.
All right. And maybe we'll get more responses in the meantime. All right, anything else? All right, we'll adjourn this committee of the whole at 6:49. We've got about 11 minutes.